481 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wims and seven others. 449. There came a little man who said, "Why do you not keep your soldiers in their barracks?" They said they had done everything they possibly could and would do everything in their power to keep them in their barracks. On which he said, "Are the inhabitants to be knocked down in the streets? Are they to be murdered in this manner?" The officers still insisted they had done their utmost and would do it to keep the soldiers in their barracks. The same person then said, "You know the country has been used ill. You know the town has been used ill. We did not send for you. We will not have you here. We will get rid of you," or, "We will drive you away." The officers still insisted they had done their utmost and would do it to keep the soldiers in their barracks, and begged the person to use his interest to disperse the people, that no mischief might happen. Whether he did address the people or not, I cannot say, for the confusion was so great I could not distinguish. Immediately the cry of "Home, home," was raised, on which the greatest part of them, possibly two-thirds, went up Boyston's alley towards the townhouse, huzzaing for the main guard. Then I observed more of the town's people coming from towards the markets. There was a squabble and noise between the people and the officers. What was said, I could not hear. Next, a little boy came down the alley, clapping his hand to his head and crying, "He was killed, he was killed," on which one of the officers took hold of him and damned him for a little rascal, asking him what business he had out of doors. The boy seemed to be about 7 or 8. A little time after that, I saw a soldier come out of the barrack gate with his musket. He went directly facing the alley in the middle of the street and kneeled down on one knee and said, "Now damn your bloods, I will make a lane through you all." While he was presenting, Mr. Maul, an ensign, laid hold of him and took the musket from him, shoved him towards the barrack, and I think gave him the musket again and charged him at his peril to come out again. In a little time, a soldier came out again. He repeated much the same words as the other and had his gun in his hand. He was presenting his firelock when Mr. Maul knocked him down, took his musket from him, drove him into the barracks, and the barrack gate was then shut. Dr. Cooper's bell rang, and I heard some officer say, "Go and stop that bell from ringing." It did not ring a great while. I saw Captain Goldfinch, of the 14th, on the steps with the officers of the 29th. There came up another little man. Who he was I do not know, but in a much different manner from what the other did. He requested the soldiers might be kept in their barracks, and that the officers would do everything in their power to keep them there. The officers said they had, and would do so, and as the soldiers were in their barracks, begged the people might go away. This little man said to the people, "Gentlemen, you hear what the officers say, that the soldiers are all in their barracks, and you had better go home." On which the cry was, "Home, home!"